We're back in the house with the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
We have on the phone...
John!
Hi, John.
Hello?
Hello, John. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
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 Hey, what's up?
Word.
First thing I want to tell you is I was driving to the... drive to at White Castle, and I almost wrecked my car into this is Chris and Rob's Late Night Anti-Gay Talk Show.
Holy moly. What'd you order?
10 cheese castles and a large Pepsi.
Need to get some Pepto-Bismol
too? Nirvana. That sounds delicious.
It was. You guys claim to be...
You didn't get any fish sandwiches?
No.
No, just cheeseburgers?
Oh, yeah.
10 of them. For how many people?
One.
Was it crowded there?
I had to wait for 2 cars.
Onion chips?
No.
Which one? Because, I mean, all the different White Castles all over the town are different.
The one in Price Hill.
The one in Price Hill, that one's okay. The one in Norwood is my favorite one.
Why is that?
The most interesting people hang out there. Also, the one in Newport ain't bad. But the one in Norwood is my absolute favorite White Castle in Cincinnati. There's all kinds of interesting people there. And you know, every good talk show host likes interesting people.
Yeah.
Weirdos, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Schizophrenics.
Guys talking to themselves.
Yeah.
Guys talking to their hamburgers.
Guys talking to the radio. Anything else?
Well, the first thing I want to get off my chest is I want to say praise God for AIDS. All those sick, disgusting...
Oh, Lord. Now, I'm not taking it that far. Slow down. We're not taking it that far. We don't like fags. We don't like what they do. But we don't wish them any ill, okay? We don't want to kill them. We don't want to hurt them.
Well, they're going to kill themselves. Any guy
that's their problem, okay?
Any guy that would bend over for a shot of...
Like I said, shut up. Shut up. What an idiot. They can form their own army, okay? That's fine. I'm not saying that they can't form their own army. They should even be allowed to have weapons, okay? That's fine. But I just don't want them and their greasy-ass, scruddy body near me, okay? That's all I had to say. Thank you very much. 749-1444. What do you think, Rob?
I think you started all this. I mean, come on here, Mr. Tough Guy, Mr. Hard-Ass. You're like J. Edgar Hoover, man. You're probably like a closet one. And so, you know, to cover up for that, you have to come on like you're some kind of tough guy. Everybody sees through that thin veil. You're fooling absolutely no one. Chris?
Hello, Lee, you're on the air.
I just wanted to ask you, what are some effects of weed? Pot. Marijuana.
Do what now?
What are some effects of pot, weed, marijuana?
Some of the effects of it?
Yeah.
If you smoke it for a long time, you become stupid. If you smoke it for a short time, you just get kind of mellow and giddy. And then some people get really hungry. And then, like, your eyes get red and they kind of hurt. And that's about it. You get cotton mouth.
And, who was the best president of these last 20 years?
The best president of these last 20 years? Boy, that's a tough one. What year is it? It's 93. So, yeah, Nixon would qualify. He was there for about 4 months of 92 or 73. There haven't been any good ones in his last 20 years.
Did you vote for any of them?
No. Yeah, Clinton was the first one I voted for that actually won.
You voted for Clinton?
Yeah, I voted for Clinton.
Which one of y'all didn't vote?
Chris voted for somebody else.
Correct.
Short, jug-eared Texan.
You didn't vote for the Libertarian, man?
Nah, he has a beard. He had no chance of winning. Later, Lee. 749-1444 is the phone number here.
That's right.
WAIF, the home of Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Hello, who's this?
Man, you just want to get that kind of stuff going, man. You just...
Here you are bringing it up again. I've more interest.
That's all you want to talk about, man. You pervert. You sicko. You sick dog.
You're a sicko.
You're a sick dog. Look at that. There's one. There's a picture of one for you.
Hello, Chad. You're on the air.
What up, yo?
Not much. What's up with you?
Chilling, man.
Are you chilling?
Yeah, I want to ask y'all something.
Ask us all something.
What if this is a hypothetical?
Hypothetical?
Hypothermic.
Right. You know, what if What if Malcolm X was still alive and running for president? Would you vote for him?
Well, that's a kind of a ridiculous question. It's an unanswerable question.
But I said it's hypothetically.
How old would he be? How old would he be?
Yeah, how old would he be right now?
No, I'm saying if he was alive.
Well, how old would he be? If he was still alive, how old would he be?
Listen to what I'm telling you, my brother.
And would he still have a go?
Can I get a word in, brother?
Go ahead.
Word up.
If it was back in the times, you know what I'm saying, when he was like, you know, 40 or something.
40?
Yeah.
I'd have a problem with...
Look, Chad, that's a ridiculous question. I can't tell you if I'd vote for somebody who's been dead for years because their policies may have changed over the years, along with the changing times.
You can't accept it as a hypothetical situation. In other words, you're going to run.
Ask me if it was still 1963. When did he die?
Ask me.
I just said, what if it was still back in the time?
If it was 1963 and he was running for president?
Yeah.
I'd have a problem. I mean,
I wasn't alive yet then myself.
Because
I'm young.
You know what I'm saying? You making it more difficult than what it is.
I think it'd be kind of tough to vote for Islam.
For real?
For a Muslim.
Why?
Well, I mean, it got kind of a bad reputation now. Even though because of Iran and Iraq, it'd be kind of tough for a Muslim to get elected.
Uh-huh.
Plus an ex-con Muslim. So it'd probably be a wasted vote. I don't know. Maybe as a protest vote, you could vote for him.
Aye.
There's your answer, Chad.
All right, devil.
Later. What'd he call me devil
for? He called you devil.
As in white devil?
As in eggs.
Oh, deviled eggs.
As in cake.
Devil cake.
As in that...
The devil made me do it.
As in that little ham product that comes in those cans.
Uh-huh.
That deviled ham stuff. That's who you are, man. You're deviled ham. You're a big old deviled pig, I guess. We got Bob on the line.
Hi, Bob.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm okay. How you doing?
I just want something to say. Why is everybody bad-mouthing homosexuals? I'm a homosexual man, and I'm in my early 30s, and I've been in prison. I could bench press 350 pounds.
Tough guy, huh?
I'm as much of a man as both of you guys. So what gives you the right to bad-mouth?
So you're saying you could kick Chris's ass?
No, I didn't say that. I'm saying I'm a homosexual. But I'm a bad one.
I don't like anybody who's bad.
Sitting here bad-mouthing us, saying that we're less than a step down and a step beneath a normal man just because I find other men attractive. And I don't appreciate you sitting on here blasting on us because, like I said, I bench press 350 pounds.
Hey, man, you can do whatever you want, man. I don't care.
So, it's the United States, so if
that's just it. Do whatever the hell you want. Bench press whatever you want, whether it be barbell or
whatever you want.
Yeah, do it. Just get it away from me. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Okay,
and keep it out of the media. Keep it out of the talk shows. Keep it out of the newspapers. Keep it off the 6 o'clock news. And definitely keep it out of the army. 749-1444. See, you're making yourself look even sillier.
Man.
I bet the fags are thanking you now. 74-91-444. Get those calls in here.
I think he's one of those monosexual guys. Guys in love with himself. All those guys go around lifting weights, just love to look at their shaved chest in the mirror. Bunch of goofballs. We got Mac. As soon as Chris flips you on. I had to do it myself. I'm working too hard here. Go ahead, Mac.
Mac, you're on the air.
Jim, did you screen him? Screening properly. Check for vaccinations.
Leave it on. Just screen them. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what it sounds like when we screen a call.
Mac?
Yeah?
Turn your radio up where you can hear it.
Okay. Is our radio on?
And speak up.
Okay.
Louder.
Huh?
Come on, screen it, Jim.
Am I on air?
Yes, you're on the air. Turn your radio up where you can hear it.
Okay.
Okay, put the phone back now. Okay, hello, Mac. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi. How you doing tonight, Mac?
Hello.
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 Hello. Later. 749-1444 is the phone number here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob, and I wish we had one of those fancy schmancy smarty pants kind of outfits where our voices would carry over the phone to the callers, but we don't have that. So when you call the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show here at WIF, the home of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, you have to crank up your radio and listen to our voices on your radio, not through your phone line. a little bit different than most talk shows where they tell you to turn down your radio. We tell you to turn up your radio, but me and Chris like to do things just a little bit differently. Look at this! Ah! Jeez, I'm just like that guy with no arms that played guitar for the Pope. Go ahead, James. You're on with Chris and Rob.
Alright, yeah, I was calling about that dude from, just called you named Chad.
Yeah, Chad just called, and what Chad have to say?
Yeah, about Malcolm X.
Oh, okay, yeah, what about it?
Well, if he's still listening, I just want to tell you, I wouldn't vote for it.
You wouldn't?
No.
Why not?
Because, I mean, he's just all against the whites, and, you know.
I'll tell you one thing, though. He had a beard. He didn't have a chance in hell of being elected president.
Yeah. I'm just saying, I wouldn't vote for him. And that faggot dude just got on the phone. He's still listening. Why don't he just go suck a dick or something?
Well, thanks for your comments.
James, he just brings a little sunshine into a dark and gloomy night. The pride and joy of his parents, I'm sure.
Hey.
Hey. Hey. We've got Matt on the line. Chris, flip it on, man.
Hello, Matt.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I know I'm going to come off sounding like the biggest racist in the world, but I'm just sick of hearing all these guys, these kids nowadays, these black kids running around just because they got an X hat on. They don't know anything about the guy. They want to idolize this guy. I'm just sick of it, you know? All these guys, they want to idolize a dead, militant Muslim, you know?
Isn't that a little better, though, than running around with, like, a Truman Capote hat on and idolizing Truman Capote?
Well, only...
Put things in perspective here, Matt.
Wow.
Hold on, turn up the radio a little bit.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, crank that radio, James, Matt.
Hey, like that one guy, he calls up. I doubt he knows anything about Malcolm X. He calls up, would you vote for him? Would you vote for him? It's just a little ridiculous.
Yeah, you gotta get people into the theaters, though. You gotta put warm butts in those seats.
Sell a few more X hats, right?
Sell a few more X hats, a few more.
So tell me something, Matt. What's your favorite White Castle in town?
Norwood, of course.
Right on. I'm with you, baby.
Which one do you think Malcolm X would have liked the most?
I don't know. Probably the one in Clifton. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, he was a Muslim. He couldn't eat cows. He could go get the onion chips, though, probably.
I don't know.
As much as his philosophy changed over the course of his adult life, he would just be nailed for flip-flopping on everything. I mean, you could just see big ads out. This is what Malcolm X said in 1961. This is what Malcolm X said in 1963. Come on, Malcolm, what gives? You know, some kind of ad like that would come out.
Yeah, it's like every president who's elected, they make all these promises. Any politic, he'd just be like the rest of them. He'd be in office, and they'd be like, hey, Malcolm, what about your promises? You promised to do this and this, and he'd be like, well, sorry, brother. You know, it's just like, it doesn't matter who the politic is. Everybody wants to point fingers.
It's like Dylan said, don't follow leaders.
Pay your parking meters.
Exactly. I don't know. I don't want to come off sounding like a racist, but I just think that they're following these people because, you know, it's just like follow the leader, like you said.
Wasn't it a little bit like, because who are your alternatives that are living? Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson? Ugh!
Yeah.
Again, you know, give me a break.
I thought Martin Luther King was much more admirable and a much better person than Malcolm X. I think they should make more movies about Martin Luther King Jr.
Have they made any movies about Martin Luther King
Jr.? I don't know. I remember there was a documentary about him on 19XIX, like, years and years ago, but, it wasn't a major production or anything.
It wasn't a Spike Lee, Michael Jordan, lend me some money.
It wasn't a Spike Lee joint.
It wasn't a Spike Lee joint. 40 Acres and a Mule, come buy a hat off me.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you how radical I am.
Well, Denzel Washington's a good actor.
Denzel Washington's a great actor.
Put him down, but...
He has one flaw, though. He hangs out with Spike Lee too much.
I don't get into Spike Lee. He uses racism and prejudice as like, a shield.
Well, the worst thing about Spike Lee was his movies are... Was there ever a worse movie than Mo' Better Blues?
I don't know.
Was there ever a more boring movie than that piece of crap?
I can't really say I didn't see it.
Oh, it was terrible. It was just god-awful. And it had the most racist portrayal of these two Jewish guys that I've ever seen in a movie.
Yeah.
If they would have been a black guy, I mean, they were like a Jewish equivalent of Amos and Andy.
Yeah,
if a Jewish filmmaker would have made a movie that had black guys portrayed as stereotypically as Spike Lee portrayed these two Jewish guys, he would have screamed bloody murder.
Yeah, Yeah, like today's society, it's practically ruled by the black culture. It's okay for them to have like a comedy show, like in Living Color or something, where they make fun of white folks and then they do it in a roundabout sort of way, so it looks like they're making fun of themselves and shit. Like they have their that thing they had. It was most scared black man on a cop show or something, and they're just. It's just like they're trying to make fun of white folks.
Well, I think that show makes them look silly because it's the worst show I've ever seen. It's just making them look stupid.
I don't know. Some of the humor is funny, but it just seems like anything today that's black is okay, and anything that's white is like out of it. And it's, I don't know.
Yeah.
The music awards are ruled by the black culture, and it's like the white people are treated like they're the outcasts because of what their ancestors.
You know, we're gonna catch some hell for what you're saying.
I know.
You're going to get off the phone. Somebody's going to call up and have a hard time with it. And I got to admit, I'm not with you 100% of the way.
I'm not a racist.
Well, I mean, what's everybody's kissing Michael Jackson's ass still?
Why?
Everybody's still kissing En Vogue's ass?
Michael Jackson ain't black.
Hold on.
He used to be way back when.
He used to be.
He's a creative individual. He uses his imagination. I admire Michael Jackson.
Well, what about En Vogue, who's just been slapped together by some producer? Everybody's like, ooh, these are funky divas.
And Nat King Cole, Prince. I admire.
Nat King Cole ain't black either.
But
Living Color, the band.
I'm not a racist. I have no problem with the black race. I'm just tired of the way that the culture is.
Chris and Rob got a major concert announcement we're going to make right here on the talk show tonight.
Okay.
We're going to make it right now. I just got word. Sometime within the first 2 weeks of May, there's going to be a big show, a really, really big show downtown Cincinnati at the stadium, Riverfront Stadium. It's got to be the first 2 weeks of May because the Reds are out of town. A really big show.
The Dead.
Nope.
Jimmy Buffett.
Nope.
Barbra Streisand.
Nope.
Cool Jazz Festival.
Nope. He's coming out with a new album and it has the F word in it. Paul McCartney's coming.
Oh, cool.
See ya. No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
Jeez. Newsflash, Chris.
What's that?
The Chris and Robert Late Night Talk Show takes place on 88.3 FM. That's 88.3 FM.
Got that, Mac?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. What's on your mind tonight?
You wanted that one boy named Mac, who was talking about these little black kids just be wearing the X hat just for the fun of it.
Yes. Everybody has a right to wear whatever hat they want to, though.
I know. And I don't think they wear it just for the fun of it. So he need to shut his mouth while he's playing.
So you're saying everybody who wears a Malcolm X hat, really reads the autobiography of Malcolm X and the other books by Malcolm X and
Yup. I mean, they gotta have a point. Cause don't nobody just go and get nothing just for the fun of it.
Nobody ever buys an article of clothing just because they think they look good in it.
Yeah, I mean, like some people do, but I mean, I'll do stuff like that. Cause to me, they ain't doing nothing but wasting your money.
Do you wear a Malcolm X hat?
Yep.
Did you read the autobiography?
Yup.
Did you see the movie?
Yep. I wanted to go see the movie too.
Did you?
Yep.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
Did you like the book?
I think Denzel Washington played a good part.
Oh, Denzel Washington's great.
Yeah, but I think that boy, he just prejudiced. I mean, I ain't trying to put nobody down, but to me, that's what he sounds like. And I don't care if he's listening.
You don't?
No, I don't care if he listening. I'd be happy if he was.
Man.
You're kind of tough, aren't you?
Yeah.
You don't mess around, do you?
No.
But nobody takes no shit off of Mac, right?
You think that everybody's wearing a Malcolm X hat has read the book?
I ain't going to really even say that. Because a lot of people do wear it just because a lot of other people starting to wear them. Like, starting to wear the X fashion.
You know, I got a new line of hats I'm starting. They're gonna be like have a big O on them, and if you set people up in the right, you know, out in a field somewhere, or you know, in the street, you can play tic tac toe with people. What do you think of that? I think that'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You could be an X. I could be an O.
Yeah.
I'll win.
What's his real last name? Why does he call himself Malcolm X?
Cause when he turned to the Muslim, his last name was Little, and when he died, his name was I don't know how to pronounce it.
Shabazz.
Yeah, but the first name something like
Elijah
that.
Muhammad.
Huh? It wasn't Muhammad. It was like.
But what just got to do with you in 1993?
Well, I'm just saying, cause I was just listening, and I liked the way he was saying it because he making it sound like. We just going back Malcolm X shirt and just perfect.
You know, I'm sure there are some people though who just bought the shirt to be cool, just bought the hat to be a hipster.
Like we just perfect it, like we misusing. That's what it sound like to me. It sound like he trying to say we misusing him.
Well, I tell you what, he'll think twice now before he opens his big trap.
I know.
Thanks a lot for your call, Mac.
Okay.
Later.
749-1444.
And that's it's pretty cool though. Just X, you can just have an X everywhere. I mean, if it was Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., you couldn't fit that on a hat. That wouldn't be catchy. X.
MLK. Hey.
You get it? Yeah, MLK could work.
Right.
Maybe that'll be the next movie Spike makes.
Oh, be cool.
Oh man, no. Is he cool? Is Victor hip this time?
You been on once tonight. Make it quick.
When Chad was trying to make a good point. But he went about it all wrong because of this language term. Because, like, you know how he got on and couldn't say hypothetically?
Yeah, hypodermically?
He, like.
So you're saying he has bad pronunciation?
He's called y'all devils, but calling y'all devils, he made himself look ignorant because he wasn't using proper terms.
Hello? Yep.
Okay, well, thanks a lot. Next time you call, speak up a little more.
What?
Next time you call, you gotta speak up a little more. Be a little louder. So we can hear, so you can... Yeah, something, because you're talking real quiet. No, okay. But if you speak up, we can hear what you're saying. Dig?
Alright.
Alright, later. 749-1444.
So somebody broke into this movie theater.
Uh-huh.
They cut a big X on the screen.
Oh, really?
Okay. And everybody's like, man... These guys are some kind of radical political group. Actually, there was a safe behind the screen.
Oh, really?
So they tried to get at the safe.
So it ain't political at all, huh?
No, it wasn't political at all. Hello. Nicole, go ahead. You're on with Chris and Rob.
Hello?
Hello,
hey,
Nicole.
How you doing?
Alright. You know them Malcolm X hats and outfits and all that?
Mm-hmm.
It ain't like we made them and everything. I'm talking about you see them on the street, people selling them on the street.
Mm-hmm.
They look nice I forgot what I was going to say. But anyway.
That'll happen when you call a talk show sometimes.
You were going to say you're sick of Spike Lee making tons of money off of this guy's name.
No.
I mean, he's got a whole store where he sells nothing but that stuff.
Please.
He's got a whole store where he sells nothing but that stuff.
Yeah. You know, I have Malcolm X hats, the clothes and everything.
Do you have the poster?
Yes.
You got call waiting?
Yes.
You got three-way calling?
Uh-huh. No, I don't got three-way calling.
Well, find out who it is and then let us know who it is real quick. Do it fast. This will be good.
You know what it is? If someone's like, "Hey man, is that you on the radio?"
Hello, who was it?
Little cousin Mac.
Your little cousin is your little cousin Mac?
Mac, you know that little girl they call.
Is that your little cousin?
Yeah.
This is a family affair, isn't it?
No. Okay.
All right, later.
All
right. 749-1444. We got two lines open.
Two lines available?
We got two lines available right now. They're filled up. There goes one.
The lovely town of Jim standing by waiting to take your call.
Yeah. And hoping you're going to call.
Robert? We've got Robert. Yeah, score him away. We've got Robert on the air with Chris and Rob. Yeah.
How you doing?
Hi, Bob. What's up?
Hey, not much. How you doing?
I'm doing right. Okay. How you doing?
What I want to know about this Malcolm X guy, all I know is he stirred up a lot of stuff back in the 60s, from what I understand. And
down in his basement.
I'm not prejudiced myself. I'm just saying, like, the Martin Luther King Jr. You know, I mean, I've heard good things coming out of his mouth. And this Malcolm X guy, I always heard bad things about him. Preaching hatred and stirring up trouble between the races, and you know, I'm just in so much talk about that right now on your show. And the question I have is, like, truly, like Michael Jackson, he's probably the richest black man in America. Why is he spending all his money trying to be white? That's all I gotta say.
Michael Jackson's
an idiot.
He's a pathetic individual.
Right.
Oh.
Any other questions?
That's racist right there.
Do what?
That's interpreted as racist right there.
No, that's not.
No,
right.
It's
we said
individualist.
Individual.
We think Michael Jackson is individually an asshole.
Well, he's a pathetic simpleton.
You know, that's just my thought.
All right, let me ask you something. Are you a white guy?
What did you say?
I said, are you a white guy?
Yeah.
Does that mean if I think you're an asshole that I'm a prejudice against white guys?
No.
Okay.
People take it in the wrong way. Like, say if you were a black man and you said that to me, you know, if I had a little brain about it, I could freak out and say, oh, he's prejudiced. See, but little things like that don't bother me. I don't look at people for their color. I look at them for what they are.
You got to, if you judge each person by what they do, some of the stuff Michael Jackson's done lately has proven that he's brain damaged. He's out of there. I mean, he's gone. He doesn't have both the oars in the water.
You see, like I have a few good black friends, but what I don't understand is, like...
Yeah, typical thing for you to say. I have a few black friends. So what?
All right, what I'm saying is, I've seen this last video of Michael Jackson, and he's singing, he don't know if he's black or white. What's he doing? He's got enough money. Won't he just hang it up?
He doesn't. Yeah. It doesn't matter if you're black or white.
I know it doesn't, but why does he spend so much money bleaching his skin?
He looks pathetic, man. He was like a nice
ivory
color.
You know, I heard some stuff about him about that.
What, you think he's gay?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
What about, you think he does those animals?
I don't know.
Fumble's a chimp?
And Webster, too.
Uh-huh. Okay, thanks a lot.
All right.
Michael Webster.
This is some new band that Rob's turning me on to called the Sand Rubies.
Took a ticket from me. I never bent the pages of the book. I watch your life unfold before me. I could have paid the money just to look. Yeah, just to look. Dickinson and Big Bad Mama, you're starring in your own B-movie drama. You wear it like a badge, sparkles in your eyes, but the only badge you'll see is on the inspector's sleeve. So who's that running now? Well, I said, sad and laughing. life will come and go. If you're to survive, then who would know? For this role is tired and overused, the audience is restless and unamused, and I'm not sticking around, no, I refuse.
Rob tells me that the Sand Rubies used to be called the Sidewinders.
Yeah, then the band in North Carolina said, hey, we already got that name. So the Sand Rubies said, well, we'll change our name to Sand Rubies. And Sand Rubies are actually beetle turds.
So is that what they teach you up there at the X?
Oh, yeah. Who we got on the... Bob!
Bob!
Yeah, man, I'm a white man.
Hey there, white boy.
Yeah, man, I want
to talk about... Do your black friends call you white bread?
Yeah, they do. Kinda.
Okay.
Are you a dirty white
too,
boy?
Man. I gotta work with those people, man. They're so clueless. You know, these people talk about, you know, it's like all these kids, like, they wear those black hats, and they wear the black T-shirts and the X and that. You know what? I'm gonna tell you something about that, man. It's like, why don't they go up and talk about Malcolm X on the south side of Chicago like I did? And talk to the Muslim people.
What
man.
Were you doing on the south side of Chicago?
I was lost.
Oh,
that's the
okay.
Baddest part of town.
Yeah, that's a real bum place to be lost, man. But I was lost there, and it's like, and these people are.
Hold on, so you're driving around Chicago, you get lost, you thought you'd give a lecture on Malcolm X?
All the time, and you know what you got to do when you're lost in Chicago? You got to say, hey, which way is the lake? And then go for it. But anyway, these people, it's like, all these black kids, you know. Okay, when did those hats come out? About a year before the damn flick came out, man.
It was pre-hype, man.
Yeah, you know, oh, no kidding. It was.
Where do you see the Chris and Rob hats we got cooking up?
Before the damn flick came out, these people were wearing these hats with the X's and the shirts with the X's. Okay, anyway, it's like, you know what the cops thought? Hey, great marks, man. It's like, hey, all I got to do is aim for the X, you know? I got them right in the head. You know, that's what white people were thinking about that shit. You know, before the movie even came out, you know, before it got the accolades and it got all the stuff, you know, like Denzel Washington and all that. I mean, people looked at that stuff and said, hey, you know, nice marker, nice target stuff. And these kids, you know, I used to go up to the street and say, hey, well, do you know anything about what that X means? You know who Malcolm X is? And it's like, they'd go, you know, and it was like basically a fashion statement.
Hold on, you're saying those
hats
are...
You know, it's like Nikes. It's like Reeboks. It's like, you know, they had no clue.
Those hats are for Malcolm X?
Yeah.
They're not for that alternative rock station in Oxford?
No, it wasn't the
They've been lying to me for all these years?
Well, anyway, I mean, that's what they thought, you know? It's like, and they had never read the biography. They had never, you know, it's like they had never talked to a Muslim. They probably don't even know what
they... Well, I mean, they is a big, huge word.
Okay, you know, the kids that wore the hats.
There's no way in hell that every person who wore Malcolm X hat.
You go to Clifton and see these people with the X hats and just, like, say, hey, what's that mean, man? You know, one of those things.
It means I'm down with it.
But
you can't just say no one. I mean,
right, and if I wear Reeboks, you know, I'm down with it too, you know.
You're
a
Reeboker.
I can, like, you know, whatever. But, I mean, they have no clue what that stuff meant.
Some of them do, some of them don't. I mean,
yeah, but most of them don't, because how old are they? What, 20, 21, 22? Oh. When this guy died, man, like the guy said, like, well, would you take him as a president? Yeah, he'd be like, what, 75 now? He was about 38 when he was shot, you know.
He was older than that, wasn't he?
No, he was about 38. He was about the same age as Martin Luther King when he was shot. He was 38. So that was in 65, so 75, 85, 95.
You know Martin Luther King?
He'd be like, you know what? Shoot, man, like Grandfather Clock or something on Mr. Green Jeans.
you know, Martin Luther King wrote Malcolm X a letter, and he addressed it, Dear Mr. X.
Yeah, well, that wasn't always his name, man.
Yeah.
He was a family man, just like anyone else, man. But the guy, it's like, why do anything hypothetical about dead people, man? Who gives a flying F, man? It's like,
well, yeah, but, you know, Malcolm at least didn't, like, cheat on his wife or do any of that other dirty stuff.
No,
seems to me he was pretty...
No, he didn't eat white castles either, you know? You're right, he would have ate onion chips, you know? I mean, but he started out, man, he was, like, doing the hustle thing. He was, like, selling, you know, black whores to, like, you know, big fat black whores to, like, politicians and stuff, you
and
know?
And he was popping
and
white girls.
Pot in bathrooms, you know, if you read the biography, you'd know this stuff, you know, and I guess they tried to gloss over it in the, you know, the movie or whatever, but the guy was a hustler, just like if, you know, if I had a choice nowadays, you know, like taking it up to 1992, I'd say, like, would I want to work in McDonald's or would I rather sell cocaine or crack on the street? I guess I'd do the crack thing, man, because politicians ain't any better, you know, it's like, man, it's like, hey, go for the big bucks, man, why be a loser?
Are you,
you
doing
know?
Something now?
I'd like to be doing something now. But,
you know,
you
what
know.
What stands out in my mind about the biography is his description of getting a conk.
The conk? Yeah.
When he stuck his head.
Yeah, the conk to the loan, man. That was like when you tip your hat way to the side, man, wait for your bits to come out of like Walgreens and collect their check, you know, and then go down.
No, I'm talking about when he likes when he washed his hair with lye to straighten it out.
Oh, yeah.
They would scream it through the house.
Like, that's all 65, 66, all that stuff, you know, because they were trying to look like Michael Jackson.
He'd wear a zoot suit.
Yeah, well, that's back to the 40s, early 50s, you know. With the chain and stuff like that. You know, it's like, but these kids have no clue. It's like, the only thing they know about is Raiders jacket.
Hey, man,
know?
If Zoot Suits come back in style, I'll be profiling.
Hey, I'll get me a hot pink one, man, with a yellow shirt and a purple jacket, man, and conk to the moon, and I'll be styling. No, but let's get them black colors and see what they got. You know, because, hey, why don't they just, like, read first and then talk, you know? But they talk and it's like, you know, give you hypothetical stuff, you know? They haven't even read it. You know, I'm white. I know about it. You know, why don't they read about Lenny Bruce, you know? There's a little junky guy, you know, that's just like, you know, every modern comedian, like Eddie, what's that black comedian, man? It's like besides Arsenio.
Eddie Murphy?
Eddie Fingers.
Eddie
He's
Murphy.
A dog patrol.
Like, Eddie Murphy could not exist if it wasn't for Lenny Bruce, you know?
Oh, a lot of people.
He pretty much, like, paved the way for all these comedians, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Richard did.
Give me your input now. Come on, Tom.
He did. You're right. He did.
Yeah, he did. you know, he broke the barriers on, like, you know, sex. He broke the barriers on, like, language abuse. He broke the barriers on, like, faggots, everything.
Well, there's been a movie made about Lenny Brusso a long time ago.
Yeah.
So what you're saying, you're mad that no one ran around with an L hat on?
Huh?
Should people go around with L hats on for Lenny?
I don't think so, man. It's like, yeah, a year before the movie comes out, so all these suckers are running around.
But I'll tell you one thing.
They're all running around on Lynn Street with, like, X hats. It's like, as far as I'm concerned, man, is that where I shoot you? You know, the X?
Hey, man, you just can't fit any kind of deep political statement on a jacket.
No, you can't.
By any means necessary.
You gotta know this stuff first before you... You know, it's like you go out into the world, you know? It's like you can dress and you can look like Hillary, man. You know, dress and look and do the part, but you are not the part, you know? You are just something to do.
All right, man, just like crack. I'll tell
you. When you're stranded and you don't have nothing that you can't pick up MTV.
Just like vegetables in the White House, huh?
You got it.
Right on.
Later.
What an idiot. 749-1444. Give us a call.
That guy was all over the map. He was all over the map. I mean, he was everywhere. Talking about Lenny, talking about Hillary, talking about Malcolm, talking about Martin. He was talking about everybody, man. He was nuts. He was just out of it. He was just all over the place.
Who's that?
I don't know. I think Eddie Murphy's pretty funny.
I don't. Eddie Murphy is not funny. He hasn't done anything funny in 20 years.
He's definitely the...
epitome of bad.
Well, he's the epitome of a guy who used to be funny, got rich, and is just out of touch and is no longer funny anymore. I mean, he used to be funny. Who's... Who? Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Hi.
Hey. What's up?
Nothing much. I was sitting here listening to the Malcolm X stuff.
Yeah?
He did a speech one time.
Right.
What was it? Said something like, the only good white man is a dead white man?
I don't recall. It's possible he said that.
Yeah, because I got videotape of it. So.
You got it?
You were there with your camcorder?
No, not me.
Could you send me a copy of it?
I wish I had it. Prove it to some of these people around here.
Well, if somebody wants to send it to me, send it to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, care of WAIF, Post Office Box 6126, Cincinnati, Ohio 45206, and I'll review it.
Yeah, that's what that X is supposed to stand for. I don't know.
All right, okay. Well, thanks for your input, man.
Thank you.
749-1444.
Wow. He's got a videotape of Malcolm X. Oh, you seen this commercial late at night? And it's a get your favorite Malcolm X speeches set to modern music. And they got
what kind of music they use?
They got like some cheesy elevator music, like some guy on a Casio. And it's got a Malcolm X speech over top of it.
Think they could do that to the music from Saturday Night Fever?
It would be an improvement. I mean, they got this really bad, lame, rejected porno background music. And they put Malcolm X's speeches over. Go ahead, Marty.
What is the deal on the McCartney situation? Has there been an official announcement there? Or are you just bullshitting? What's the story?
It's an unofficial announcement made by the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
What is your unofficial source?
Linda.
Oh, Linda. Oh, then it's booked.
Linda Eastman McCartney.
Oh, good. Okay, well, that's all I really needed to know.
He's going
to
get that one guy from Wings back with him, Ronnie Lane.
I'll tell you something.
Actually, Ronnie Lane wasn't in Wings.
Greater Cincinnati Airport Customs is waiting for him.
Oh, they're all geared up for the arrival.
They got the German Shepherds in rehearsal.
Mm-hmm. I think 3 months is sufficient of preparation time on McCartney's arrival.
Does anybody really care about seeing Paul McCartney anymore?
I do.
When was the last time he wrote a good song? Spies Like Us?
On Flowers in the Dirt. We got married, that was a good one.
Customs is waiting. I'm telling you, if I was the guy that arrested Ted Nugent, I would be all over this one. I would be waiting there at the airport with bells on.
For Paul?
Oh, yeah.
You think he's holding?
I'd hold him as long as I possibly could just to hang out with him.
Shake him down. You think he's holding?
Oh, of course. His guitar case is made out of hemp. He just breaks a little off a little at a time and
tokes away.
I think
away.
Possession of Linda Eastman should be a felony.
Why? She's kind of beastly.
She's lame.
Ringo's the one you got to give credit to, because Ringo, by far the ugliest Beatle, marries by far the hottest babe in that Patty Bach, whatever her name is.
Barbara Bach,
yeah.
Or was it Catherine Bach he married? He married one of the Bach girls.
Oh, boy, I tell you what. for being a little sickly, ugly goof, he got himself an all right one there. And then, yeah. You know, Paul's supposed to be the cute one. He marries a woofer. And George married a model, but he was the quiet one.
Yeah, they did seem to sort of go in reverse order there. Their physical attractiveness didn't seem to play a real role in who they chose. Ringo did end up with the bae, there's no question about it.
But this is his second wife, right?
Oh, yeah.
Was his first wife hot?
I'm not sure.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Because he's ugly.
George has had fine women all the way around. Now, Paul had some fine women for girlfriends in the 60s, but...
Jane Asher, right?
Yeah, she was one of them.
Marion Faithful. Like the Stones and the Beatles just passed Marion Faithful around amongst the nine of them.
I thought she was rather lame. Now, Keith and Brian, Nita Pallenberg, she was fine. Keith and Brian traded her around a bit. Marion Faithful I wasn't impressed with. I thought Bianca was hot.
Bianca got passed around a little bit.
Jerry Hall's all over the place.
Yeah, I think she's lame, too. I don't care.
What about all the women that have been hanging out with Frank Zappa over the years?
The Shangri-Las used to pass Zappa around.
Did they?
They would just use him to abuse mm-hmm. him.
I don't know anything about Zappa's ladies.
No, Zappa was just like, you know, just a toy. The Shangri-Las just took care of him.
I understand he has colon cancer.
You understand correct, sir.
It's a shame, isn't it?
Yes, that is sad.
What about other girls that have been hanging around art school?
That I could.
You know they call themselves Vamble Marble Eye now.
I just cannot speak authoritatively about art school girls at all.
Later.
Bye.
I just wanna be honest with you. That's what I want from you. What I really, really want you to do is put a smile back in my heart. Put a smile back in my heart. Back in my heart. Am I that bad off? You gotta leave the room. Should I be leaving soon? I just wanna be friends with you. What do you think of that?
Control what other people want to do, but the studio right now, amongst the three of us, there's so much love in the air, you could cut it with a butter knife.
I'm not sensing any love tonight. All I'm hearing is hatred.
You're not hearing it from the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. You're hearing it from the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show's callers.
Yes.
We don't control our callers, and we don't want to.
But what's wrong with these people to call up and shout these insults at one another over the phone, and they shout, they sound like beasts. It's the work of Satan right here on the radio tonight.
It takes all kinds to make the world go round. And if it weren't bad people, you couldn't differentiate them from the good people.
It's the work of Satan. It's his hand at work.
You're saying racism is from Satan?
Yes, hatred is from Satan. Racism is a product of hatred. These people, I need to pray for them. I'll ask God to forgive them and heal the wounds in their angry souls.
I hope so, because there was definitely some people that, what was that one yahoo?
With a cross.
These people to call up and shout. That's
Alan definitely needs somebody to help him.
They just sound like a beast or something. It's just evil. It's terrible. I'd like to pray for them.
Go ahead and pray for them.
Heavenly Father, I ask you...
Off the air.
To join us tonight. Well, and heal these souls. They need your touch. They need your guidance. It just pains me. And oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, well maybe when you compose yourself, you can pray for them off the air. Thanks a lot for your phone call. We got to move on. 749-1444 is the phone number.
This is the DBs.